Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Planning Committee member Peyton Kelly for the 2022 Hanover Big Band Jazz Orchestra visit to Kansas City that will take place at venues throughout the city from October 14th to the 24th. This esteemed Hanover outfit will indeed infuse a wonderful energy in their very first visit to Kansas City as a part of a sister city jazz exchange program between the cities of Hanover, Germany and Kansas City, Missouri. This 17-member renowned Hanover Jazz Orchestra will perform 7 times beginning on October 15th. The full list of events can be found at gacaofkc.org/events. And anywhere through Google you search for the band, you'll find a full list of events that will go throughout the Kansas City Metro. Enjoy this interview.
Thank you for taking a minute out. I appreciate this. I think these things are pretty big deals whenever there's kind of a meeting of international ties in respect to the jazz world.
And oh, absolutely.
And I think the last time this happened, and my memory is kind of foggy, obviously, because the pandemic kind of washed some things away. And it almost seems like the denomination BC has become before Corona to me.
You too, huh? Yeah.
Alive. But I think before everything, before Corona, I remember speaking with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Had done some work when Ashlock with, I don't know if it was exactly with you guys or not, but I know there was kind of a meeting of some international jazz organizations that came together.
Oh, yeah. Now, the KC Jazz Orchestra has been over there to Hanover before.
Yeah.
And so they had that experience. And so now the Hanover Big Band Jazz Orchestra gets to return the favor and come visit us. This
Wonderful.
Is their first time here. Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's the thing that maybe, you know, is from a contextual standpoint as we begin, the big part of this, I think, has been COVID. So, you know, was this trip planned prior to COVID? Is this a reaction to COVID? I know it's kind of returning the favor, so to speak. So kind of what's the nexus, big bang moment of all of this that started this momentum?
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know that COVID really had that much of an effect on the planning, but the planning really originates from an organization called the Sister Cities Association of Kansas City. There's an international Sister Cities Association, and Kansas City is a participant in that, something I didn't know. I'm a volunteer for the organization. So these are all kind of new things that I've learned as a part of this experience. There are like 13 sister cities all around the world to Kansas City, and Hanover is Kansas City's sister city in Germany. So there is an organization here in Kansas City called the Hanover Committee of the Sister Cities Association, and it's chaired by Dr. Traute Kohler, who has been working tirelessly for well over a year on this project to bring the Hanover Big Band over here. So it's a very, very big deal.
So let's kind of get to the inverted pyramid of this. So they
Sure.
When are they going to arrive and when will everything commence?
They're arriving tomorrow, as a matter of fact. They're going to come in tomorrow afternoon. And once they get kind of settled, they're going to have a very busy schedule for the next 10 days. Would you like for me to run it down for you?
Yeah, if you want to give me kind of a synopsis and even where anyone out there listening can go on the web and maybe they can kind of copy and paste and have a better picture of things.
Absolutely. Your listeners can simply search word Hanover Big Band, and they'll be deluged with information about all the venues where they're appearing. But just to give you a really quick rundown, it starts out on Saturday, this Saturday, the 15th. They'll be doing a free concert at 11 a.m. at the American Jazz Museum in the atrium. And then on Monday, on the 17th, they'll be at KC Beer Company for 2 shows, 4:30 and 7:30. And then on Tuesday, the 18th, they're at Knuckleheads in the garage at 7 p.m. on Friday, the 21st, they'll be at Midwest Trust Center and Yardley Hall of JCCC, and this is where they'll appear jointly with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. It'll be a classic battle of the bands. And then they'll wrap up on Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd and 23rd, at the Village Presbyterian Church for a special presentation of Duke Ellington's Concert of Sacred Music. And both of those events start at 7:30 p.m.
Wonderful. So I'm curious, is this the first time for a lot of these guys to be either in Kansas City or to come over into the States to do this?
I'm not really sure about each individual, but as an organization, this is their first time in Kansas City. I think most of the musicians are fairly well-traveled, and they've been to the United States before. Whether they've been to our town, I don't know. I think maybe not.
You know, I think the interesting thing about covering jazz, especially here in Kansas City and even around the world, is that, you know, as gigs are picking up, there's some seminal events that are happening that is really ushering in, you know, kind of the fact that things are getting back to what we hoped they would get back to, because there was a lot of ambiguity, you know, for a long time with how things would pan out. I think having the Charlie Parker week this year was a big deal, and I think that this week-long observance of sister cities and the performances, I think this is just another layer. Do you get that sense that this is another christening of us getting into a new age of live music?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I can tell you from personal experience that gigs are picking up, audiences are coming back, and it's there's a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for it. I'm really hoping to see, you know, some really great crowds for these guys, because they deserve it. And I think that it'll be really enlightening for Kansas Cityans to listen to, you know, our most American art form sort of reflected back to us through the lens of these really outstanding German players.
You know, I think the American mindset sometimes is, you know, we're kind of the big dog and like the whole idea of culture and music and all of that. But in reality, the European crowds embrace jazz in a way that's much more magnanimous than America. That's kind of the irony of this.
Yes, it is. Although, I mean, I think you could also look at it this way. It's a tribute to the strength of it, of the art form itself, that it imports so well. You know,
yeah.
It's good, and that's why they like it.
So what can crowds expect? You know, I mean, I think it's good to go in with a blank slate sometimes, but I think what can they expect is going to be delivered? What kind of product are people going to see when they sit down and get ready for this experience?
Well, I can tell you that to start with, I heard the other day from Lothar Christ, who's the director of the Hanover Big Band, and he was sharing with us the program for the upcoming joint concert with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. And the very first number that they're going to play is Vine Street Rumble, which is a Benny Carter composition that was written for the Count Basie Orchestra as part of a group of compositions called the Kansas City Suite. So, I mean, they're obviously coming in loaded. They definitely want to press a very important button for the local crowd. But then from there, it goes all over the place. They certainly faithfully execute classic, you know, big band jazz from the 30s and 40s and 50s. But many of the players in the band also contribute compositions. And so there are very contemporary pieces as well. So I know there will be a lot of surprises, and it should be very, very interesting.
I have no doubt. So just to recapitulate what you said earlier on about where people can find out more information, and, I mean, is this something, are most of these events things that people can see free, or do they need to get tickets? How does all of this work?
Most of the events are ticketed, and I would urge your listeners to reach out to any of these venues that we mentioned, and if any of them seem, you know, particularly interesting, you'll be able to go right to their websites, purchase tickets, find out all the details that they might need to know about those things. And then also, certainly, if you simply Google, you know, Hanover Big Band, You'll also find our landing page, which runs down all of the information that's coming to. So our presence on social media is looking pretty good at this point. A lot of people have been working very, very hard on that for many weeks now.
Well, that's wonderful, Peyton. I know I'm personally very excited to see these kinds of events happening. It's a great, you know, international meeting of jazz powers together. So thank you for taking a minute out. Good luck with the week ahead. And I know that everybody's looking forward to it.
Thank you very much for having me on. And, yeah, I hope everybody comes out and really has a wonderful time.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Hanover, Germany, Kansas City, Missouri, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Peyton for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com, and for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends. I want to tip you off to a wonderful program I found out about. As we expand our reach, we have made some friends out there in the world that love jazz as much as we do. This program is fully endorsed by Neon Jazz.
Gerald Albright, Rhea Schneider, Charlie Hunter, Duke Robillard, Sean Jones, Walter Beasley, Steve Swallow. Something Came from Baltimore is a jazz, blues, and R&B podcast and radio show, and it's not really about Baltimore. Subscribe to the podcast and listen to your favorite artist or future favorite artist. That Something Came from Baltimore, and be a part of that Be More music scene. Joe Lovano, Jeff Kaufman, Paula Cole, Danuzo Makatani, Ann Passio, Chess Smith, Thumbscrew.
Neon Jazz.